Do you have, what do most of your friends do around here, most of them?
They, well, most of them worked in the plant and then farmed a little tin tobacco and stuff like that. I mean, well, my, me and my brother, we tin this tobacco that's on this place too. About 4 acres there.
I see.
The one at Maynard said he'd like for him to be there if you talk to him. He took one of my sister's little girls home from school when she was little.
How old is your brother?
He's 37.
Now, where was your mother born?
She was born down in the Lincoln's community down in Lincoln, below Newport.
And your father?
He was born down there too. He's born and raised down there too.
And how long have you lived here?
We've been living here 9 years.
And where did you live before? You just moved 9 years ago from Rain.
Yeah, no, we moved 9 years ago from the A.C. Wilson's place down here on the Edwina Road, goes back through down here on the Edwina Road back in Edwina.
I see, that would be in Edwina.
Yeah, but we lived up here in below, you know, where Mr. Roberts lived.
Yeah.
And we lived up there 14 years before we moved back down in
Nine. Oh, I see.
And we lived down our 3 years and moved back up here.
All right, so you had lived in around Cosby then for 20
no.
years?
No. 20-some years, we've just been, in counting it all, we've been gone 3 years. Well, it's been like 27 years that we've been on the Coffee Road. But now we was raised down in Newport down
there. All right. Could you tell me, did you go to school?
I wasn't living not much.
Would you tell me a little bit about it?
Yes, a little old log schoolhouse.
In the same,
No, it wasn't in the same school that she went to.
In the same area.
Yeah, it was in the same area down in the
I went to the Lee schoolhouse, what they call the Lee schoolhouse.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what was your father's occupation?
He was a preacher. He farmed all the time. He was a missionary.
And what about his formal education today?
He had a fourth grade education, but now I'll tell you right now, he can not pick up anything and read. He had real good education in little folks at school. He's got most education than what high school would get today.
Sure. Yeah, the years don't really make much difference.
No, but now he did. He had real good education just to have the fourth grade education. I know high school. I know I've got a daughter that graduated out of high school.
And he
could really be heard on the phone.
Do you know your grandparents on either side?
Well, I never did see but one of my grandparents, and that was my grandma's kid. I can sort of remember her.
Can you kind of tell me about, do you know where they were from?
They were from Cobb County here, both of them.
Uh-huh.
Grandma and grandpa's kid too. But now mom's mom and daddy, I can't tell you anything about them because they've done deceased before I did.
They were born in Cobb County, just like I was.
Do you remember much about that? Did you tell me about your parents? What your father did? And
he farmed.
You know when he was born, the year he was born?
No, I don't.
Now, in the Rankin community, you say that how long have the Negroes been in the...
They've been all my life and all of their life, too. The Negro community still down in there with the whites. They all live in there together.
Down
on the Marshtown Highway, they're all going in there together. They all still live in there together.
I see you say that about 600 people in all of them.
Yeah, they was then, but now, Lord have mercy, they sold them out down there now and how the population has accumulated down there.
What's it like now?
Oh, I guess there's 2,000 or 3,000 lives down there right in there.
Uh-huh.
We sort of raised that now. Is
that so? So it's really has.
And all of those local plants, you know, the industries that they moved in down there, well, Lord, it's pitiful.
Uh-huh.
We moved them down there.
What kind of plants are there?
Let's see, the electric roller, the snow cone, Farstone, New Line,